Nolte, Dem Representative Seth Moulton allegedly assaulted journalist over Graham Platner question. By John Nolte on June 25, 2026. U.S. Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, reportedly assaulted a reporter who did nothing more than ask if he endorses his party's Graham Nazi tattoo Platner, the Democrats' nominee for U.S. Senate in Maine. Do you endorse Graham Platner in Maine? The unnamed journalist asks. Moulton's face immediately goes hard and he appears to stalk right up to the questioner. Who are you to ask this question? Moulton asks angrily. Then the video goes topsy-turvy and Moulton says sarcastically, "You need to do a better job of hanging onto your phone." This is likely because the frustrated Moulton knocked the phone out of the guy's hand. Why is Moulton frustrated? Let us count the ways. To begin with, his party is standing by Graham Platner, a guy who sported a Nazi tattoo for 17 years, who believes women are sometimes responsible for their own rapes, who hung out on the Predator site Kick, who denigrates black people, brags about masturbating in porta-potties, hates Jews, and mocks Purple Heart recipients. Platner is a disaster for Democrats everywhere, all of whom must be asked again and again and again if they support this fake oyster farmer. Moulton is also frustrated because his ambitious ambitions are constantly being thwarted. A U.S. congressman since 2014, his 2020 run for president ended in humiliation, and he's currently losing in his quest for a U.S. Senate seat. For some reason, he chose to challenge Ed Markey, a fellow Democrat who's something of an institution in Massachusetts, a U.S. congressman between 1976 and 2012, a U.S. senator since 2013. Moulton has not led in a single poll. In three of the five published polls, Markey is up by double digits. So Moulton's frustrated, and finding himself pinned down on the Graham Platner question obviously added to his frustration. Here's what his losing U.S. Senate campaign said about the incident. It's not surprising that Fox is too scared to invite Seth back on their shows, but they're happy to pay a MAGA tracker with America Rising to harass him at multiple events across Massachusetts, a spokesperson for the campaign told the Boston Herald. Seth takes on MAGA anywhere, anytime, and won't back down. If this tracker can't handle a reality check or hold onto his own equipment, that's on him. Democrat voters are becoming increasingly unstable, hateful, and violent, so this incident might help Moulton in the primary, which arrives on September 2nd. And now for the usual part of this article. Of course, if this were a Republican looking like he slapped the phone out of a journalist's hands, it would consume a hysterical corporate news cycle for days. Of course, Knlal and Brian Ozempic reject Stelter would declare this the end of democracy. Of course, The Washington Post and New York Times, NPR, and all the rest would lose their ever-loving minds by demanding every Republican on the planet condemn this assault. Of course, CNN's little weirdo man Raju would stalk the halls of Congress, cornering Republicans. But, of course, none of that will happen here because, altogether now, Democrats sure got it good.